CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 619, a little bit of showers rolling through the area. Now, we have thunderstorms this morning. I want to get to talking about canceling plans, but first, I wanted to share what thunderstorms are referred to by a older weatherman in England.
So awesome.
He has different terms for it. Maybe you can share this with your friends today.
Damp, warm.
Yeah.
And also spits and farts.
Yes.
And we've had spits and farts. You see, we had the first bank holiday.
Yeah.
3 days and thunderstorms. We've just had another bank holiday. 3 days and thunderstorms. And that's, they were unpredictable.
Is that what the farts are? The thunderstorms?
Yes. Yeah, well,
it's rain and thunder. Yeah, is that
you don't know when they're coming, do they, you see? you can't predict them.
So there you go. Now you guys know.
Spits and farts.
Spits and farts, because you never know when they're going to show up. That's the pop-up thunderstorms. Derek, careful, snip your game up over at Fox 2, man. Bring it. Got to do that one. Want to see Hodak do that back in the day. Okay, now, when someone cancels plans, it's Tuesday, so maybe you look back on the weekend and go, you were going to do something, didn't happen. We'll start off with Aaron. Are you disappointed or relieved?
Depends on what it was.
Generally.
Relieved.
100% relieved.
So you guys fall into the scale. I'm disappointed when someone cancels plans. It bothers me. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I thought this was interesting because 53% of Americans say they're usually disappointed. 22% are actually relieved. It's based on age, though. 18 to 49, three times more likely to be relieved that they don't have to do anything because they'd rather be off and do something else.
That makes sense.
Isn't that wild?
I sometimes make plans just hoping they're going to get canceled so you get that little rush of relief.
Okay, we're going to consult a therapist after the show today.
Are you plans to have them canceled?
Yeah, are you sound you feel like the good person, you look like the good person by making the plans, and then somebody else cancels, so they look bad, and you look good for sticking to them like, oh, I really wanted to go.
Okay, here's the other part of this, though.
Okay.
There are people in our lives, and we all have someone in our lives, or more than one person, who's a waffle. You know what I'm talking about? They will not say yes or no to anything. So they just won't commit, and then they string you along, and then sometimes they show, and sometimes they don't. You know what I'm talking about? I got friends mm-hmm. who like, and you get these group text messages, excuse me, and they can't say no, but they can't say yes. So you're like, hey, we're going to hang out in the house Saturday night. We're going to grill some burgers. You in? Oh, see what's up. That doesn't, oh, yeah. Yeah. You coming over? Yes or no? Hey, you know, see what's going on with the wife. What? They will not commit. Aaron, you're a person who does not like to say no.
Depends on what it is.
We've just, in our experience with you, generally, you don't like to say no to things. And I love that about you. You're in for everything.
Well, I don't want to miss out on stuff.
That's what I see right there. Did you hear her voice change? I don't want to miss out on anything.
I don't. That's the worst is when you talk to your friends and they're like, yeah, I had a great time and blah, blah, blah. And this happened and this happened and you weren't there. And you're like,
Do you overcommit?
No.
Okay.
I learned that comes with age, though. You learn how to share your time and not stretch yourself too thin.
Okay.
Younger days, yes. Overcommit, then I'd burn myself out. And
not calling you out, but I'm going to take a picture of the poster of our organizational thing in there, and then we'll talk about being overcommitted to stuff.
What are you talking about?
The 80,000 things you write up on the board every week? Come on now.
That's just organization.
Is
that's
that what
not
that
overcommitting.
Is? Sure. Ryan?
Yeah.
It's OCD. Leave me alone.
But the point about this, and getting back to canceling plans, are you disappointed or secretly relieved? You guys both say when someone cancels plans, you are secretly
relieved.
And I'm disappointed. Does that make me sad?
Yes.
Why? Is there something going on
that
I don't know
a
about?
Little normal.
Oh, you saying you two are abnormal?
I just get scared that if I commit to one thing, something better is going to come up, and then I'm going to be like, huh, I'm committed to this golf outing this weekend. I'm still not sure I'm going to go.
And you're in a relationship right now, right? I'm just saying, you're in a relationship.
Okay. She's not up yet. She can't hear any of this.
Oh, you can't.